Joe-san, that's, I hope I didn't mess that up too badly. Thank you for welcoming me to the Cantonese worship today. I enjoy being here because it reminds me that the worship of our living God does not depend on whether I understand the language or not. And I'm reminded that even though I don't understand, I can still join in the worship of our living God because our worship depends on God himself, not us.
大家早晨，好開心今日我能夠喺呢度同大家一齊分享神嘅話語。其實我好中意嚟到語堂同大家分享嘅，因為嚟到語堂會提醒我，其實敬拜神係唔受言語嘅限制嘅。我哋不論係用咩嘅言語，我哋都可以一齊嚟到敬拜神，因為嗰個主角係神自己嘅。
2020 has been a tough year like no other. With all the challenges and struggles that have come in 2020, the pastoral staff thought that it would be good to end the year on a high note. So for the rest of the year, instead of talking about how to deal with COVID and how to deal with problems, how to deal with hard times, we decided to shift gears a bit and talk about something a little bit more positive, yet just as close to home, unity.
2020咧係前所未有好艱難嘅一年，咁伴隨住2020嘅所謂嘅挑戰同埋掙扎咧，教會牧者認為咧最好咧以高調嚟到結束呢一年。因此咧喺今年剩低嘅時間裏邊咧，我哋咧就唔會再傾有關新冠疫情或者點樣去面對面前種種困難嘅呢種而且決定咧轉換一下話題，談論一啲咧更加積極。
I would think that unity is a topic that hits close to home for us, because as long as I've been at LGC, we've been trying to be one church with three congregations. I have to admit, sometimes we don't do a very good job of it, but at least we're trying. And of all the biblical writers, Paul is probably one of the best ones to learn about unity from. He was a Jewish man taking the gospel to the Gentiles. And we see some of this in Ephesians chapter 3.
咁我認為咧合一對於我哋嚟講咧係息息相關嘅，因為咧由我嚟到主恩堂嘅第一日到而家咧，教會一直努力成為一個咧係由三個會眾組成嘅教會嘅。咁喺呢個時候咧，我需要承認，有時候咧我哋做得唔係咁好，但至少咧我哋都正係嘗試，正係努力緊。咁喺所有聖經嘅作者入邊咧。 保罗可能係最能夠教導我哋乜嘢係合一，因為咧佢係將福音帶俾外邦人嘅猶太人。咁我哋咧今日咧就喺以弗所書3章入邊咧，所以睇到有關呢一方面嘅事情。Paul
has a mystery that he can't stop talking about. In these 13 verses, Paul uses the word translated mystery 4 times, 3 of those times in the first 6 verses. I think when we hear the word mystery, it piques our interest. But the word translated as mystery meant something different to Paul and the people back then than it does to us. Mystery to us means something to be solved.
咁喺今日我哋讀嘅13節經文入邊咧，保羅咧就4次用咗奧秘呢個字，咁其中3次咧就喺前面嘅6章6節經文入邊。咁我諗咧，當我哋諗到奧秘呢個字嘅時候咧，我哋咧就都會好有興趣知道係咩嚟嘅。 咁但係對保羅同埋當時嘅人嚟講咧，保羅所指嘅奧秘咧，其實同而家我哋對奧秘嘅理解咧係有分別嘅。咁對我哋嚟講咧，奧秘咧係意味著要解決啦，揾緊答案嘅問題。But
for Paul, mystery meant what God had revealed to him. And what God had revealed must be something pretty big considering how much he talks about it in this passage. In verse 6, Paul tells us what this mystery is. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus.
但係對保羅嚟講咧，其實奧秘咧就係上帝向佢啟示嘅所有一切。咁當你睇到咧，佢喺呢段經文入邊咧，用咗唔少嘅篇幅咧嚟到描述奧秘咧，咁即係表示咧神所啟示嘅內容咧，一定係好重要噶啦。 咁咧，所以呢一個奧秘咧，對保羅嚟講咧，亦都有好特別嘅意義。咁喺第6節入邊咧，保羅就話俾我哋聽呢一個奧秘係乜嘢。 他就说，这奥秘就是外邦人能够在基督耶稣里藉着福音与以色列人同作后嗣，同为一体，同享应许。
To us, this might not seem like a big deal. We know that we should all get along. But to the people hearing Paul's words, this would have been shocking. The Jews always thought of themselves as God's people, and they weren't willing to share that with anyone else, not even those who are half or part Jewish. So to hear Paul say that the great mystery is that through the gospel, Gentiles are heirs together with Israel would have been like a stake through the hearts of many of the Israelites.
咁对于我哋嚟讲咧，呢句说话咧，其实就冇乜大不了嘅，因为我知道咧，我哋知道咧，就随时都要应该和睦共处。但系咧，对于当时听到保罗讲呢番说话嘅人嚟讲咧，呢句说话咧，其实系好令人震惊嘅，因为咧犹太人一直以嚟咧都将自己睇作上帝嘅子民。他们是不愿意跟其他任何人分享这个名分的，甚至那些是带着一半犹太血统的人。所以当他们听到保罗这样说，这奥秘就是外邦人能够在耶稣基督里藉着福音与以色列人同作后嗣，这句说话在以色列人的心里面就好像在他们的心里面就插了一刀一样。
But Paul says this isn't his plan in verse 7. He says, I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. This isn't Paul's plan. He's just a servant of the gospel. This is God's plan and has been God's plan since the beginning. Verses 8 to 9 says, Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things. This is what Paul was given, to preach the good news, to share the gospel with Gentiles, to make known to everyone what was revealed to him, that God, this which is God's plan, which had been hidden for ages.
但是保罗就说呢，这个呢其实不是他自己的计划来的。在第七节入边咧，佢咁讲：上帝运用大能赐给我的恩赐，叫我成为呢个福音嘅使者。所以咧，呢个其实唔系保罗嘅计划，佢只系福音嘅使者。呢个咧实实在在咧系上帝嘅计划，系自创世以嚟咧就系上帝嘅计划。喺第八同埋第九节，保罗咁话：我本来咧系比最卑微嘅圣徒仲要卑微，却蒙上帝赐我嘅恩典。让我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，要让全人类都明白世代隐藏在创造万物的上帝里面的奥秘。所以这个就是上帝给保罗的服侍，是要他传福音，和外邦人分享福音，将世代隐藏在上帝里面的奥秘，通过保罗要所有人都明白神的启示。
Paul answers why God revealed this to him now in verse 10, saying, His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. God's plan was to use the church, a church united, a church made up of Jews and Gentiles, to not only change the world, but to show those in the heavenly realms that even Jews and Gentiles can get along.
咁保罗咧就喺第十节就回答咗呢个问题，就系佢话点解即系神要佢咁做咧？就系为咗要透过教会咧，让天上嘅执政同埋掌权者咧都可以睇出上帝丰富嘅智慧。所以上帝嘅计划咧就系使用教会一间合一嘅教会，一间系由犹太人同埋外邦人组成嘅教会咧，就系要知道咧，透过上帝嘅怜悯同埋恩典咧。即使人類咧係即係分裂咗好耐咧，但係透過上帝嘅恩典同埋憐憫咧，佢哋都可以聚埋喺一齊嘅。
I'm not sure what Paul meant by rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. Even scholars can't seem to agree on what Paul had in mind when he referred to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. But I don't think it really matters who Paul was referring to. The point that Paul is making is that Jew and Gentile, two groups that wanted very little to do with each other. Especially since the Jewish people saw Gentiles as being so far beneath them, could now come together because of the blood of Christ, And that coming together would be a powerful testimony to even the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. And if such a witness to those in the heavenly realm, and if it's such a witness to those in the heavenly realms, can you imagine the witness it would be in this world? To see Jew and Gentile brought together by the blood of Christ. The unimaginable would have come true. Not by human effort, not by human means, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. Through the existence of a church where enemies, Jew and Gentile, would not only coexist, but they would love each other as brothers and sisters in Christ.
在这里保罗说天上的执政者和掌权者，我就不是很确定他这里所讲的真正的含义，因为学者之间都似乎没办法对这个名词有共识的。但我认为这一点不是那么重要，最重要的就是保罗表达了犹太人和外邦人这两个族群原本是大家互不理睬的，特别是犹太人，他们将自己看到是高高在上， 认为所有的外邦人都是低贱的，看不起他们的。但当他们在耶稣基督的宝血里面聚在一起，这个就将对天上的执政者和掌权者是一个有力的见证。大家想想，如果他对天上的执政者和掌权者都是有力的见证，你有没有想象这个对世界，对我们这个世界的见证会有多大呢？所以说， 犹太人和外邦人能够在一起，这件不可思议的事情都发生了，这不是靠着人的努力或者人的手段，而是通过基督耶稣的宝血，建立一个曾经是敌对的犹太人和外邦人并存的教会，而且他们两者不单是并存，还好像兄弟姊妹一般彼此相爱，因为他们都是基督耶稣里面的兄弟姊妹。
I've always thought that an Asian church united, where young and old, first, second, and third generation could worship together and live out the gospel together would be a great witness to this world about the grace of Jesus Christ. And that was one of the main reasons I came to LGC, because I believe the church has a similar vision, but not just young and old, not just first and second generation, but also Cantonese, English, and Mandarin. And I know we're still trying to figure it out, but I'm hopeful that we can do this and that we can do this well.
我认为一间合一的亚洲教会，不论是老或者幼，第一代、第二代或者第三代，一起来敬拜，一起来活出福音，这就是显示给这个世界看到耶稣恩典的一个美好的见证。这也是我来到主恩堂服侍一个重要的原因，因为我相信这间教会也有这样的远景。 不单单是老和幼，不单单是第一代和第二代，甚至是讲广东话的、讲英文的和讲普通话，都是我的会众都是有合一的。我知道我们仍然是很想办法怎样去达到这个目标，但我有信心我们是能够做到这一点的，而且我们是能够做得好的。But
I know how difficult it is and how costly it can be. Because unity comes at a cost, and sometimes that cost can be quite high. The price was very high for Jesus, who died on the cross to bring us together. And the price was also high for Paul. He says so himself. First in verse 1 when he says, "For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles." Then in verse 13 he adds, I ask you, therefore, do not be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. Paul knew that the cost of seeing God's revelation fulfilled was high, not just for Jesus who had to die on the cross so that he could be resurrected, but for himself as well. But he was okay with that. He was willing to pay and be a prisoner for Jesus Christ for the sake of the Gentiles, so that the Gentiles could hear the good news of Jesus for the sake of unity.
但我们知道要这样做是很难，不容易的，而且是要付出代价的。所以合一是要付出代价，而且代价有时会很高的。耶稣付出的代价是很高，因为他死在十字架上将我们召聚在一起。保罗也付出了很高昂的代价。他第一节说他这么说， 為此呢，我保羅為了將耶穌基督傳給你們外邦人而做了囚犯。然後在第13節他都補充這樣說，所以我請求各位不要因為我們不要因為我為你們受苦而沮喪，這其實是你們的榮耀。保羅知道要看到神的啟示得到應驗呢，是要付出很高的代價的。這個不單單是死在十字架上面而後復活的耶穌，對他自己也是這樣說，但是保羅接受了這個事實，他願意為了外邦人作基督耶穌被囚的，使外邦人聽到耶穌基督的福音。保羅知道自己要受苦才能夠繼續上帝的工作，所以這個代價是很高的。這個代價包括耶穌在十字架上面的捨命，保羅在監獄中度日，並且在身體上受到痛苦的。所以我想問一下大家，你願不願意為我們的教會的合一付出一些代價呢？
Thank you, Jane. I think Jane's translation is longer than my English because she's correcting all the stuff that I'm not saying very well. So thank you, Jane. Paul knew that he had to suffer in order to further God's work. But again, he didn't want his brothers and sisters in Christ to be discouraged by his suffering, because it was all for their glory, so they could know Jesus as Lord and Savior, so that they could bear witness and be a testimony to God's grace. See, the cost of unity is quite high. It cost Jesus his life on the cross, and it cost Paul time in jail and physical suffering for it. So I need to ask, what price are we willing to pay for unity in our church? We talk about one church with three congregations. We've even set up the structure of the church so that we are one church with three congregations to try to achieve the kind of unity that Paul is talking about. But what about you? What about me? What price are we willing to pay for such unity in our church?
大家都知道我們教會是由三堂會眾組成的，我們甚至建立了教會的架構，以便我們成為一個有三個會眾組成的教會，以圖實現保羅所說的那種的合一的。所以我現在想問一下你，你願意為教會的合一付出什麼樣的代價呢？
Are we willing to swallow our pride? And instead of complaining about how the young people worship differently, or how the English and Mandarin congregations do things differently, are we willing to accept them and maybe change our ways and thoughts for the sake of unity? Maybe some of you are at home wondering, why isn't Pastor Sam wearing a suit and a tie? And instead of maybe throwing stones at the English congregation for dressing casually, maybe you can come and ask us why we dress casually instead. Instead of demanding change from others, maybe we need to think about how we can change to meet others in the middle or meet others somewhere else. One of the things that I've learned here, that all three congregations have their own way of doing things. Some things are quite different. I don't think one way is right and the other congregations are wrong, but they are different. And they could be viewed by some, maybe not as wrong, but maybe not as right as our way. But maybe that is part of the price that we need to pay for unity. Not that everyone has to be the same, not that everyone has to do everything the exact same way, but the realization and acceptance that we are different. We are all made in the image of God, but we're still different. Not wrong, just different. And we do things differently. And if we really want unity, instead of expecting others to change and become like us, maybe we need to be a little bit more open-minded in welcoming the other, and maybe try a little bit more to understand them, to understand why they do things differently, to talk to them and try to learn from them. And if not, then at least try to accept them and the way they do things as different, not wrong, just different.
咁咧就我想問一下大家，就係你哋大家願唔願意擺低自己嘅自尊啊？當我哋有時咧就抱怨啊，點解我哋嘅教會嘅年輕人啦，用一啲好唔同嘅方法敬拜啦， 或者是英語或者是普通話，他們做事的方法呢和我們自己的方法有些不同呢，你願不願意接受他們並且為了合一呢而改變一下自己的想法和信念呢？好像今天你看到我呢在台上呢，我就沒有打呔，也沒有穿西裝，是穿得很普通，很隨便，很普通的。那這個你有沒有覺得很奇怪呢？即是為什麼我們英文堂的人會這樣做呢？那其實呢，如果你有這樣的想法的時候呢，其實 你是可以過來問一下我們，我們為什麼在我們的敬拜，譬如說會穿得是比較普通，比較隨便呢？那所以呢就我就希望呢，即是有時呢，當你有這樣的想法的時候呢，或者你可以自己想一下，即是預期叫人改變的方式呢，你或者可不可以想一下，即是你即是都想一下，想一下有沒有辦法呢是去接受他們的。咁其實喺主恩堂呢段時間呢，我係體會到呢，其實三堂嘅會眾呢都有自己嘅做嘢嘅方法嘅。咁有啲嘅方法呢係好唔同嘅，但係我就唔認為呢每一堂嘅方法係啱嘅，而其他個兩堂呢係錯嘅，佢哋就係唔同。咁可能有啲人話會咁樣諗，你哋咁樣做呢其實唔係完全錯嘅，但係又好似唔係我哋做嘅個方法呢咁樣啱嘅。咁其實可能呢個咧就係我哋會為合一付出嘅一嘅代價嘅，就係承認咧唔係每個人咧都要一模一樣嘅，嚇唔係每個人咧都必須完全咧用相同嘅方式咧做所有嘅嘢嘅，而係意識同埋接受咧我哋係唔同嘅，我哋都係按照上帝嘅形象所做嘅，但係我哋係唔同嚇，唔係即係冇話咧邊個啱邊個錯，只係唔同嚇。所以如果我們真的想要合一的話，我們其實就不要期望別人變得好像我們那樣，而 是需要更加去開放自己去接受對方，甚至嘗試一下變得好像他們。如果我們做不到這一點，即是變得好像他們那樣，那至少嘗試接受他們和他們做事的方式。
Unity doesn't come from us being just like each other, from doing things the exact same wayfrom looking the same. Unity comes from the realization that we are made in the image of God, and we are brought together by the love of Christ, by the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, and that this was God's plan from the beginning, for us to all be brothers and sisters in Christ. Young and old, Cantonese, English, Mandarin, Chinese, Koreans, Caucasians, all different in many ways, yet brought together, united in Christ.United by the price that Christ paid for all of us, but also united by the sacrifices that each of us sometimes need to make for the sake of the body of Christ. Unity doesn't come cheap. So if we're serious about the unity of the church, and I believe we are, if we are serious about the unity of the church, maybe we need to ask ourselves, what price are we willing to pay to see that unity happen?
所以合一咧，唔係話每個人咧都變得咧，大家都係一個樣嚇，一個模嗰度倒出嚟一個樣。合一咧係嚟自我哋咧認識到，我哋都係按照上帝形象所做嘅，而係都係通過咧耶穌基督嘅寶血咧係所買救贖嘅。所以從一開始咧，上帝嘅計劃咧就係要我哋成為基督裏嘅弟兄姊妹，不論係年輕人啦，或者係長者啦。不論是講廣東話嘅啦、英文啦或者普通話嘅啦，不論是中國人啦、韓國人啦或者係白人，在很多方面咧，我哋都是不同的，但是在基督裏咧，我哋是合一的。基督在十架上邊為我哋付出的代價咧，為教會帶嚟了合一。這個代價咧就唔係便宜的，所以我哋咧都要效法基督，為基督的身體咧犧牲小我，帶嚟基督的合一。合一的代價是昂貴的，但如果我們真的希望我們教會是有合一，而我是很深信我們大家都是有這個盼望的，那你又願意為這個付出多少的代價呢？
Let us pray.
好，讓我們低頭祈禱。
Lord, you paid the ultimate price for us to become united as one, as your body.
But sometimes...主啊，你為了因為我們能夠在主裏面合一，付上了終極的代價。
But sometimes it's hard for us to be united. So Lord, would you help us?
但有時咧，我哋真係想做到合一咧，真係好難嘅。所以主啊，即係請求你幫助我哋。
Would you give us more of your Spirit to unite us together as brothers and sisters in Christ?
我哋真係求你嘅靈喺我哋身上，讓我哋真係能夠咧，同其他嘅弟兄姊妹咧，真係能夠做到合一。
To not focus on the differences, the things that make us different, but to focus on you, who unite us together as one.
讓我哋唔好專注喺令我哋係有分別嘅事情上邊，而真係單單嘅仰望你，因為你係將合一帶喺我哋當中。
To like Paul, to be willing to pay the price to see your body united together.
就好似保羅咁樣，佢為咗弟兄姊妹嘅合一咧。是願意付出這個代價的。
To instead of demanding that people become like us, to be open to meeting them and listening to them and learning from them.
當我們想其他人變得好像我們這樣的時候，讓我們真的能夠開放自己去聆聽，去接受，去意識到他們的不同。
So that as the united body of Christ, we may bear witness in this world of what an awesome and amazing God you are.
以致我們可以成為一個美好的見證，因為我們的合一成為一個美好的見證，講給世界上的人聽，你是一個多麼偉大、多麼有能力的神。
So we turn to you for help, we turn to you to praise you and glorify you, and we turn to you and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
所以我們向你祈禱，求你幫助，我們都向你獻上我們的敬拜，獻上我們的讚美。以上的禱告奉主耶穌基督的名求，阿門。